It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hope you're having a wonderful Friday. Hope you're getting all set for the weekend. Shout out to everybody listening and locked in all over North America. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's holding it down for us in New York City. We've had a busy show so far. Only got one more hour left. Time flies when you're having fun. I get started every weeknight at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. A busy show. Thank you to Warren Sears joining us from Kansas City TV. A little here. He's a meteorologist. He came through and he talked about the wind chill and how dangerous it is. And we got an expert opinion on the weather. Also, earlier on in the show, we got an expert opinion on what the hell is in New England. Mike Giardi joined us from the Boston Sports Journal to discuss Gerard Mayo, the newest coach of the New England Patriots. And then also, it's official. About an hour and a half ago, Alabama announced it on social media. Kalen DeBoer is the new head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And so Nick Saban is gone, DeBoer takes over, and now we have to see not how he fills the shoes, but how he decides to go out there and create his own lane. It's not easy taking over the reins from one of the most successful college football coaches of all time. Yeah, DeBoer has had success every place that he's gone, and let's see if he can continue it. And so we talked a lot of football today, tonight. Got into the Browns and the Texans. We talked about the Dolphins and the Chiefs, the Rams and the Lions. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about the Cowboys hosting the Packers. So we have so much more to do this hour here with the show. If you want to give me a holler, it's real simple. Close out your week. Close out the Friday. Get you all set for the weekend. The number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me. I'm on the internet. I'm all over the place. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's Twitter, X, Facebook, Instagram, all of that stuff. Okay. And right now we got a call in from Louisiana. It's Tim. Hey, Tim, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Oh, JR, man. Great to talk to you.
Thank you. Good for having you. What's going on?
Just sitting out here, me and my buddy Walt, huge fans. We're drinking some Pennsylvania Dutch eggnog, waiting for the Pelicans game to come on.
But, that's okay.
Yeah. But I kind of want to see how your feelings. You know, you have the Dolphins, yeah, South Florida, and then going to the Chiefs and the snow and all that. And you always hear about the Southern teams playing in the North. But yeah. If you look at the rosters, I mean, you have how many kids from – well, kids, so many guys playing for Florida that played up north, you know? They made snow angels in the South and all that. So, I mean, I don't know myself if that big a difference.
Well, we talked about this earlier on in the show, Tim, and you're correct. And I don't have time right now to sit and look at every guy on the roster and go, well, he from the cold, he from the cold, he from the cold, he from the South. I don't have time to do that. I will tell you this, collectively, the Miami Dolphins, over their last 10 games, when they have played in an area where the temperature is 40 degrees or below, they have lost all 10 of those games. You know, I do know where Tua Tagovailoa went to school. I do know where he grew up. And I certainly know that Tua Tagovailoa, he from Hawaii, okay? And I don't think they get a, negative 35 wind chill. If they
right.
did, it'd be a
yeah.
major problem.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We'll see. And you know, Randy McMichael joined us last week. He played in the NFL. He played for the Dolphins. And I asked him this question specifically. And he said, you know what? When it all comes down to it, all of us, both teams are out there in the cold. And so Randy Mack, from his perspective, he didn't feel that there was a gigantic advantage. But the numbers are against the Dolphins. That's not to say that they don't win tomorrow. I would just go with the Chiefs. And I think a part of that, I think that a lot of folks aren't talking about, I would put on the defense. But we got to see what happens, Tim. It's going to be a good watch, okay?
It sure will be. Man, great talking to you. We love you.
Enjoy them Pelicans, okay?
Okay, yep. Hope we can get us another one.
Yeah, who's that in the back?
That's my buddy Walt that we're drinking our eggnog with.
Hey, what's up? Are y'all feeding Zion that gumbo? That's y'all doing that?
We're working on it. We're chopping up the ingredients for it.
All right. Put some more vegetables in there and less meat, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, take care, Tim. Thank you so much, Tim Corlin. Tim and Walt just hang. I like how they just hanging out like good old buddies, Ryan. They're just hanging out, just waiting for the Pelicans game, waiting for football. I want to go to Louisiana and hang out with them.
I was just going to say, if our show is based in Louisiana, I think I would stop over there after the show's over tonight and hang out with them, watch the game, and drink some eggnog.
Hey, Ryan, it could be. The show could be based down there. They got a nice studio. They say come on down all the time. We make that happen, Ryan. That's easy. That's a piece of cake.
Little road trip. Let's do it.
Yeah, easy. It's an hour away from me. You get down here, take a little bit longer. It'll be worth it. 855-212-4CBS. Kevin is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, JR? How you doing, my man?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
You guys had me kind of laughing a hickey, especially with the snow removal in Buffalo. I mean, I tell you what, I do that. I'd rather just get a ticket to the game than a bunch of food and a couple of dollars that's going to get whacked by the state of New York.
But yeah, they're going to take like half the money. They're paying them $20 an hour. They're going to leave them with like what? If we're giving you $20, you're going to walk out with what, $12, $13?
You could barely get a beer.
Yeah. I wonder how much a beer costs in that stadium.
Ooh, probably scary to ask, man.
It's probably $10. So you're getting one beer an hour, basically.
Yup, and you could go, one an hour.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's a tough job, and unfortunately, they're going to take advantage of the people that don't know no better.
Why are you saying taking advantage? Like, if you want to help, I'm sure that there are folks in Buffalo, there are people in Western New York who would go outside and do that for free. Just for the experience. You think these people are being taken advantage of?
Nah, I said that wrong. That was totally wrong.
Like, I get it. They can pay them more. But, you know, there are people that would go out there and shovel for free.
I know there is, brother. And I really, that was just more words coming out the wrong way on my end. But as long as the folks up there have fun and get the experience, it's all good. The only other thing was, I hope the Houston Texans pull off this game. I think they might, but it might be a little unorthodox and crazy looking, but I think they might win.
Okay. Yeah, wow.
Thanks,
man. That'd be a good one. Thank you, Kevin, for calling from Baltimore. Baltimore Ravens, they don't got to worry about none of this. They're going to be awaiting the winner of that game between the Houston Texans and the Browns. And we talked about this earlier on in the show. You got an almost 39-year-old Joe Flacco taking on a 22-year-old C.J. Stroud. Pretty awesome, pretty amazing. Flacco, 5 starts, 4-1, throwing touchdowns, also throwing some interceptions. But this is a hell of a contrast when you think about the teams. The Browns, injuries, didn't expect them to be here. Defense has kept them alive. Flacco has helped keep them alive. And then you have C.J. Stroud. Just all season long, outside of that concussion with the Jets, he's just been out there lighting it up. A lot of credit to him. And speaking of the Texans, who have a home game in Texas, they get things going for us in the wild card round starting tomorrow afternoon. By the time we roll over to Sunday afternoon, following the Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers, I told you I got the Buffalo Bills winning at home, we got another game. In Texas, we got the Green Bay Packers taking on the Dallas Cowboys. Good for the Dallas Cowboys. They're in the postseason. They're in the playoffs again. And if they got to look at the 49ers, they don't got to look at them until the NFC Championship game. The Dallas Cowboys have a legitimate chance to move along without getting knocked out by the 49ers in either the divisional round or this wild card round against the Packers. And who would have thought the Packers would be here? Led by a first-year starting QB in Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers is gone. The reins have been handed over to Jordan Love, and he has rewarded all the wonderful fans in Green Bay by throwing 32 touchdowns. The only man who threw more touchdowns than Jordan Love this year is the guy who he will be opposing, and that happens to be Dak Prescott, who threw 36 TDs. You know this already. The Dallas Cowboys have been on a roll all season long. In particular, at home, 16-game home game winning streak. 16 games that the Dallas Cowboys have gone forth and just won at home. And so Jordan Love making his playoff starting debut, period, flat. He's trying to go out there and make some noise. And Jordan Love, thinking about the Packers and how they've had to finish the season 6-2 and him lighting it up to finish the year, I think he's had 18 touchdowns to one interception to finish up the year. Jordan Love says, man, I know this is the playoffs. We've been in playoff mode all season long.
We've had to win every game going forward to be able to put ourselves in this position. So I think we've had a couple opportunities to be in this position, you know, kind of have that pressure on us to win, to get in. So, you know, I think that's been a good thing for us.
Oh, you want to talk about pressure? There ain't no pressure on the Green Bay Packers, none. Nobody's expecting anything from the Packers, but maybe, and expecting a maybe isn't saying a lot, maybe there will be an upset. But we all know about the Dallas Cowboys, right? They find a way to choke. I don't expect that this go around. And if they do lose, then I'm just going to laugh. I'm going to laugh like everybody else. I'm going to look at Jerry Jones firing Mike McCarthy like everybody else. I'm going to look at Dak Prescott, people getting ready to put him under the guillotine like everybody else. If the Dallas Cowboys lose this game, we will never hear the end of it forever. There will be major implications, and the first implication will be Mike McCarthy will get the boot. Oh, yeah, and by the way, how poetic would it be? Not for him, but how ironic would it be if Mike McCarthy lost to these Packers, the same team that he coached for the better part of, what, more than a decade, 12 years? A team that he helped win a Super Bowl with, you could thank Aaron Rodgers at that time for. How would it feel if Mike McCarthy got the boot, lost to his old team, and then got fired? Well, that's something for me to think about. Mike McCarthy, he's like, man, I ain't thinking about facing my old team. They just another team right now.
Would have liked to win the game, and then but at the end of the day, this is my team. You know, I'm a Dallas Cowboy, and this is our opportunity, and I just want to make sure I'm doing my part, and that's pouring everything into winning this game.
Oh, yeah. He going to be a Dallas Cowboy as long as he wins this game. I feel like Jerry Jones, and this has been the case for a while, Jerry Jones has been looking for a reason to fire him. Like that old Lions game towards the end of the year, it's like Jerry Jones, I swear he would have stepped onto that field and fired him if they didn't come out on top and beat the Lions. And you could thank the referees, you could thank Dan Kent, you could thank a lot. Mike McCarthy got his ass saved for leaving time on the clock. Pretty ridiculous. What about his quarterback, who led the NFL in touchdown passes, and Dak Prescott? He threw a lot of those touchdown passes to CeeDee Lamb, who's now broken all these Cowboy records when it comes down to receiving yards. Dak Prescott, always the even-leveled quarterback, he says, man, we just been preparing and working on this all season.
The game's going to take care of itself. It's the preparation. I think I mentioned that last time we talked was that we've got to make sure that we're not taking anything for granted in these moments, and just the preparation and the detail and everything and how we're going to approach this game with the game plan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just normal stuff. Just Dak saying stuff that, you know, saying nothing, a whole lot of nothing. You know, what is he going to do? Dak is always just very, very, very vanilla. And he can afford to be vanilla. I think the Dallas Cowboys will win. I think, and we can all get excited about the upset. I wouldn't mind. I could care less who wins the game. For me, it'd be gold if the Dallas Cowboys lost. I'm not rooting for it. I don't care. But an upset would go a long way. But I got the Dallas Cowboys winning this game, winning at home, advancing to the next round, and keeping things rolling. It's simple as that. Dallas Cowboys, they can choke, but this is not the 49ers. I got the Dallas Cowboys beating the Green Bay Packers here in this wild card round. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Marty calling from New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
Yes, good evening, JR. Yeah, I echo your thoughts about this Cowboy-Packer game. I think the Cowboys, they've been really tough at home. They've scored a lot of points on their home turf, and I think it's a scenario where the Packers can maybe stay close with them for a half, but I see the Cowboys pulling away in the second half and moving on.
Oh, the second half, it's close at the beginning than the Cowboys take advantage of being at home?
Yes, I think so. I think so. Green Bay has, give them a lot of credit. They've played well down the stretch, but they're a young team. And the Cowboys, with all their shortcomings in the playoffs in recent years, they still have the advantage and experience with this particular matchup. So that's why I think they're going to move on.
Yeah, I think you're right. Experience. And for Mike McCarthy's sake, he better hope that the experience wins out there. Hey, Marty, thank you for calling up. I'll be on WFAN in New York. I'll be up there tomorrow at 1 o'clock, okay?
Okay, sounds good. I'll be looking for you. Have a good evening.
Hey, shout-outs to Marty for calling from New York. Yeah, I'm all over the place, man. I was in Vegas. I'm in Atlanta. I got to hit the airwaves in New York tomorrow. I just keep on busy. You know what? I got something to do to keep you busy as well. I want you, yes you, to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Yeah, they keep me rolling. They keep me rolling all over the country. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'll take more of your calls. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Dallas Cowboys can't choke this one away, right? They can't. They're trying to win that first championship since what? 1996, right? Good luck to the Dallas Cowboys. I think at least at minimum that they'll go out there and beat the Packers. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. We'll talk about these new head coaches. Alabama officially welcoming in Kalen DeBoer. So we got more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. This week we've had some exits, quite a few of them. Bill Belichick exiting New England, Nick Saban exiting Alabama. Damn, we got Mike Vrabel. He got the boot out of Tennessee. That made no sense to me. And then when it comes down to the legends, they've been replaced rather quickly here. Kalen DeBoer has already been announced as the new head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Early this morning, Gerard Mayo, former All-Pro, Pro Bowl, knock-you-out linebacker for 8 years, champion with the New England Patriots, he was announced as the new head coach of the Patriots. He's taken over for Bill Belichick. They didn't even have a conversation with Mike Vrabel. And we've heard for months, for a long time now, that Gerard Mayo was going to be next in charge. But what we didn't know is that this was something that was actually put down on paper. Gerard Mayo, in signing his latest extension as an assistant, helping to manage the linebackers and help call plays on defense, he had a clause in his contract that said, when Bill Belichick is gone, when he is done, you're the guy. You're the next man up. And so Gerard Mayo is now the 15th head coach in the history of the New England Patriots. He's also their first black head coach. And he's also now the youngest coach in the NFL at 37 years old. The New England Patriots are going to have a press conference next week, Wednesday, to introduce Gerard Mayo. I wonder how much, throughout the course of the year, is he going to be more jovial than Bill Belichick? Got no choice, right? We'll find out. Ian Rappaport, he was on the NFL Network, and he said that the Patriots, they always looked at Gerard Mayo as their future replacement for Belichick.
This really was always Gerard Mayo's job. Not to say that they didn't consider Mike Vrabel. My understanding is he was given some consideration by Robert Kraft, but really since before last season, when it became clear that Bill Belichick was not going to coach forever, when you started to see maybe this thing had an end, I think they originally thought it was going to be 2 years, ended up only being 1 year, Gerard Mayo was the person who was identified as the next head coach, and so much so that they put it in his contract, they had it approved by the league that he would be the successor to Bill Belichick, similar to what the Ravens did with Eric DaCosta for their general manager, a situation similar to what the Colts did with Jim Caldwell after Tony Dungy retired. This is what you can do according to the rules to make sure that your successor takes over without having to go through any of the hoops or anything else that anyone else does. That is what was the case for Gerard Mayo.
All right, and I asked Mike Giardi. He joined us from the Boston Sports Journal. And I said to him, why Gerard Mayo? Why is everybody so hyped about this dude? I remember him as a linebacker, but where's the qualification as any type of a coach? And he told me he is very well received, very well likable. He's respected, and he's a leader. And in having conversations with him, he feels that he can lead anybody. I think the people in New England will just, they want to know, hey, you going to lead us back to a championship? I hope that they're patient enough to understand that. Y'all need a quarterback first because Mac Jones ain't it. Let's actually hear from someone who played in the NFL. His name is Jason McCourty. Jason McCourty was on Good Morning Football, and he talked about why another former player like Gerard Mayo will do a good job with the Pats.
For Patriots fans, you're watching and you've had Bill Belichick for the past 24 years and all the success and the personality that Bill comes along with. Gerard Mayo, you heard Ian say, they called him Little Belichick, and that a lot of that has to do with Gerard's football knowledge. When he was out there as a linebacker, he handled all the checks. He knew what everybody was doing on the football field, and he's a leader at his core, and his specialty is people. When it comes to personality and how things are going to be, Gerard Mayo is completely different than a Bill Belichick. Gerard's laughing at all times in that building, and he's getting to know guys. He's close with them. Gerard's personality and the vibe that he has when he walks in the room, everybody brightens up. Everybody stands straight up because that's what he brings with it.
Oh. This is, Ryan, this is going to be the fun version of the Patriots. Is this what, did I hear that? Are they going to have fun? They're going to respect him, but it sounds like fun.
That word jovial and Patriots being used in the same sentence, I mean, what, first time in 25 years that's been the case?
Wow. You know, Bill Belichick wasn't always a jerk. He wasn't always as miserable. He started to play into the miserable role when they started to have more success. And I assume Gerard Mayo, no one can be Bill Belichick. We only got one of those guys. But I'm gonna assume things might be a little lighter around the Patriots. Like, this is a new day, a new era, a new head coach, and Bill Belichick is going to have to take his short answers. He's going to have to take his terse responses. He's going to have to take it somewhere else. I don't know where Bill Belichick ends up. Somebody called last night and said, hey, JR, wouldn't it be cool if you paired up Bill Belichick with the Dallas Cowboys? Wouldn't it be cool, and I guess it wouldn't be cool for Mike McCarthy, if Jerry Jones said, hey, Mike, take a hike, I'm bringing in Bill. I just don't know if those two, being Bill Belichick and Jerry Jones, I don't know if they could coexist together. The world wouldn't be ready. I think Bill Belichick would probably roll his eyes at the thought of having to answer to a Jerry Jones. I could hear Bill Belichick just groaning now, going, oh. Like, why bother? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you, Al, they've made it official. Kalen DeBoer is gone from Washington. He's now the head coach of Alabama. He released a statement. I'm going to share his words with you on the other side of the break. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler before I get out of here for the weekend.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We know we got NFL Wild Card Weekend. It's staring us in the face. Gets going tomorrow. We know we've had all these NFL coaching changes and college coaching changes. I'm going to share with you some words from Kalen DeBoer, the new head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide. I'm going to share that with you momentarily. I need to let you know that you can stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. Get in the zone, AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply. Yeah, this is a good time to pay attention to what the hell I just said, knowing that we got two damn days. And not just two, we got 3 days of NFL wildcard action. We didn't even get into this one. Monday night, you got the Eagles and you got Tampa. Can you imagine if the Eagles go from the Super Bowl last year and they lose to the Buccaneers in Tampa on Monday night? We'll be able to talk about that game. It'll probably finish up, you know, while I guess the minute I get off air, not too long afterwards. But we'll see what happens. I'm going to go with the Eagles at home. On the road. Although I think there is a high probability that the Buccaneers come through with a little bit of an upset. We'll see what happens. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I shared with you that a couple of hours ago it was made official, announced publicly by Alabama, that Kalen DeBoer is the new head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide. The rumors started to pop up earlier today that they came to an agreement when it came down to his contract. Kalen DeBoer, if you are not familiar, he was making a little more than $4 million a year as being the head coach, I should say, of the Washington Huskies. And all things considered, he was still relatively new as the head coach of the Washington Huskies. 2 seasons there, he compiled a record of 25-3. And the contract that he signed with Washington took him all the way to 2028. But no more. He is going down to Alabama, where I'm sure he is now going to make more than twice that amount. We don't have the exact number as of yet. But DeBoer did put out a statement. I have always had an incredible respect for Alabama football and its commitment to excellence. The tradition-rich history of this program is unmatched across the landscape of college athletics, and I look forward to continuing that moving forward. Following Coach Saban is an honor. He has been a standard for college football, and his success is unprecedented. I would not have left Washington for just any school. The chance to lead the football program at the University of Alabama is the opportunity of a lifetime. My family and I feel truly blessed and look forward to becoming a part of the Tuscaloosa community. It's been shared with everyone that he let Washington know, the players and staff. He gave them the heads up on Friday that he was on his way out. They have a press conference to announce him tomorrow, 2 p.m. They are not wasting any more time at all. Hickey, it seems like they're moving kind of quick here, right? Like, damn, they couldn't wait until football. They couldn't wait until Tuesday, Saturday. Damn.
Saturday feels weird. Like, this is not a D2 job. Like, this is right one of the biggest jobs in college football. One of the biggest jobs in football, period. Right. You couldn't wait till a Tuesday? Even a Monday afternoon when at least we're in between playoff games and waiting for the last one. Saturday at 2 o'clock almost feels like you're trying to, like, bury it on purpose.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Like, Saban is gone 2 days ago. DeBoer is hired 2 days after the fact. This man was coaching in the national championship game this past Monday night, and then he's introduced as the coach, like, a day after? Exactly. They got him on a private jet, and he's introduced the next day? That's wild. It was only Monday night after the loss where he had this press conference, and he bigged up, his Washington play. Listen to this. This was Monday night.
They've made a city proud, and they've made a fan base proud. They've made alumni proud, and most of all, they've showed what they're made of, and they've showed heart, and they've showed, I think, the whole country, what's special about our place. And, I'm so proud of them.
Yeah, good for him. Let's see if he can recruit in the SEC. And let's be real, man. Nick Saban hasn't had the same success over the past couple of seasons. You know, I don't think there should be an expectation that DeBoer is going to do any better than what Saban has done over the past, I don't know, like 2 or 3 seasons. I'm not expecting that. It's probably going to be the same. Expectations on him are going to be massive. Nick Saban's just going to have to pass on some of that wisdom and hope that something rubs off and maybe something just works out. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Danny is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Danny?
Hey, what up, JR? Man, big fan. I know you get this a lot first time calling because it's pretty hard to get in from over here from Northern California. But I know it's big talk about NFL weekend. I'm a Niners fan. I'm not worried, but I want to talk about Major League Baseball real quick, but if we can.
Okay, go for it. You going to tell me about Ohtani?
Man, you know what? I don't even want to talk about that because obviously I bleed orange and black. But I'm just saying, man, my Giants haven't they signed, Ray. But, I mean, other than that, I'm not excited. I think it's going to be another bummer year. I can't hate on the Dodgers. I mean, I am, but, I mean, I really can't. Because, they went out for it, They want to win. They're going to go out for it. And it looks like we're going to have another bummy year. And I'm used to paying a ticket to go see the Dodgers. The most I ever paid was $50. The seats that I'm normally going to go see them is at $120. So, you know what? You can kiss my single dad butt. I ain't going to a game to go see the Dodger game. That's for sure this year.
Oh, don't. I'm glad, Danny. I just got to be honest. I'm glad you noticed, Danny. It's the beginning of January. Hey, tell me, who was the massive signing that the San Francisco Giants had this offseason? Tell me, who is it? No answer.
Hello?
Danny? No answer?
Yeah, it's Robbie Ray from Seattle.
Oh, not even the Korean dude, Jung-Hoo Lee? No.
Jung-Hoo Lee, I mean, I can't even say, because I can't say nothing. I've seen Ray, but I haven't seen Lee.
Nobody has, unless you're sitting around watching KBO baseball. Hey, Danny, call me back in a couple of months when they have played games and they suck already, okay?
I feel it. Hey, Happy New Year, guys.
So you got the 49ers. Be happy with them, okay?
Hey, man, it's all day. Hey, before you let me go, let me yes. Talk to you the Bay slang, man. You know, yeah, man, let's go Niners, bang, bang, Niner gang all day. Let's go.
Okay. All right, he's about to get hyphy. Thank you, Danny, for calling from California. Hey, Ryan, he's getting ready to ghost ride the whip. That's what he was going to do next.
Yeah, he's...
Hit us with some E-40 or something. That was coming next. So thank you for calling from California. He's the one caller who's just like, man, I want to talk about how bad my Giants are. Ain't nobody think about that disaster of a team. Got Bob Melvin and his manager. Can't keep anybody. Can't sign nobody. I hope that Korean dude works out. I really do because, man, you can't get Judge. You can't get Ohtani. Correa can't get him because he's broken. It's pretty bad. Pretty bad stuff. Anyway. What an interesting week that this has been. Just guys getting hired and fired. And we said this earlier on in the show. It is just so hard to believe that the college football playoff had its national championship on Monday night. Like, time has flown by. We've had some surprises. Like Mike Vrabel getting fired. This wasn't a surprise. It just took a couple days for Bill Belichick to get the boot. Nick Saban, he shocked everybody. We got this cold-ass game coming up tomorrow night. It's just all types of stuff. And Sunday, we got another cold game in Buffalo. We got the Packers. We talked about them in Dallas and Arlington to take on the Cowboys. Brian, what was the biggest story? This is a tough one. What's the biggest story of the week?
Wow. I would still say Nick Saban, because not only his success, and obviously Alabama, you know, their success and their role in the sport, but also just because it wasn't expected. Right? Like Bill Belichick, we assumed and kind of believed, okay, this is the end, they're going to move off of him. So even though, again, it's still a legend leaving a team that did stuff that we've never seen before, it was expected versus Saban. At least to me, I didn't see it coming. Where it's just out of the blue. You wake up and it's like, wait, what happened? Who's retiring? I'll go with Nick Saban.
Yeah, that came out of left field completely. And you know what? That wasn't, I'm trying to figure out what was that more surprising or Vrabel getting let go? I'm trying to figure out where.
Or Pete Carroll. Did you see Carroll coming along?
We didn't even say Pete Carroll is so far down in the depth chart of stories right now. It's sad. And by the way, Pete Carroll, I saw the report. He says it wasn't football people who wanted him out as head coach of Seattle. So I'm sure we're going to get something juicy over the next few days. Also happened to see the photo. A lot of his former players, including Russell Wilson, got together and they had, a dinner or meeting where they all got together and showed Pete Carroll some love. You know what? Speaking of love, I told you Mike Vrabel, we're going to update you on Pete Carroll as we get more information next week. Mike Vrabel got the boot. Michael Irvin, he was on the Once podcast, and he said the Titans listened to the wrong folks when they got rid of Mike Vrabel. Listen to this.
Mike Vrabel is a great coach. I know some things behind the scenes, like getting rid of A.J. Brown. He didn't want all of that. I always trip on these organizations. They listen to too many dudes that wear suits.
Ooh.
And not enough dudes that are wearing a uniform. They're just talking about it. They're running a business. Guys that are wearing a uniform, they are investing body parts in it.
That's almost the same damn thing in a different way that Pete Carroll just said. He said football people did not want me gone from Seattle. They didn't. And we know this. Unfortunately, the Seattle Seahawks, you still think about the ownership from a top-down perspective. You know, Paul Allen is not here anymore. The team is still kind of in flux. You could say the same thing for the Portland Trail Blazers. So just a lot going on right now just in the world of sports. Football has dominated the conversation. We got, so now what are we up to? Got to be 6 head coaching vacancies in the NFL. Gerard Mayo snatched up that job for the Patriots, and he didn't have to snatch it up. It was sitting there waiting for him. And so I am ready for the weekend. I'm ready for more football. I will not be outside in Kansas City sitting down watching a game. I think I'm going to be on my couch all weekend long. Outside of popping up on WFAN tomorrow. And then Hickey, man, you're going to be back on air holding it down for your show in a few hours. What time do you get started, man?
2 a.m. Eastern, 11 o'clock Pacific. So don't go anywhere. Get in your car if you're driving or if you're, yeah, I guess that's it. Don't pull over. Don't sleep.
Yeah, don't. They can pull over if they want to listen. No,
true,
right?
That's true. Right, safety first, especially if you want to call. Don't be calling and driving.
Yeah, well, I think we have an idea of some of the topics, but what the hell are you going to be covering?
Like you said, Kalen DeBoer official and a lot of playoff talk, because I feel like with all the coaching moves, we've not talked a lot of playoffs outside of today. And that's, it's crazy because, right, the NFL is king and you think, oh, the playoffs, nothing is going to trump that. And boy, oh boy, we've had some big coaches that have absolutely taken the spotlight away.
Yeah, I think everybody, at least on an NFL side, that couldn't be fired has been fired until the playoffs are done, right, I guess. And then in college, yeah, I guess, look, there can't be a bigger name that moves than Nick Saban. And so the biggest brick has fallen, and it's already, quote-unquote, been replaced. Kalen DeBoer going to be running the show. Man, the press conference is going to be interesting tomorrow as he's introduced to Alabama. We got all these football games. If you're in Kansas City, stay safe. You're in Buffalo, stay safe. I don't care. Matter of fact, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, I don't care what you're going to be doing. Stay safe regardless, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. Hey, Ryan, I don't got nothing to read, right? I hit everything?
Every box has been checked.
Every box has been checked. Thank you so much, folks. Listen, I'll be back with you Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. It's really that simple. Don't move. Bart Winkler's coming up next, and then Ryan Hickey as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you, Ryan.